It was 2009 when accordionist Dwayne Dupsy and his group, the Zydeco Hellraisers, put out their last studio album, Up in Flames. The world had to wait 3 years for the follow-up, released this fall, entitled Been Good to You.
Songs that I've always been playing but never recorded. Pretty much, man, everything is just, you know, the hard-hitting Zydeco.
Dwayne is the younger son of Rockin' Dupsy Sr., and thus hails from one of Zydeco's royal families. I talked with him about his musical history, his love of the accordion, his recent world tour, and the sessions for the new record.
We actually did the record at Dockside in Maurice. A lot of famous guys recorded their albums there, like the Rolling Stones, Lenny Kravitz, B.B. King. A lot of big people have been to Dockside.
How long did it take you guys to record the whole thing?
One day.
One day.
Maybe even like a few hours. Yeah. Well, you know, we played so much, so it's like we don't have to. Well, no, we messed up. We need to do that. I mean, it took it like a few hours, and in that time, it was just to set up. You know, I mean, yeah, it was. We ran through it like butter. You know,
just nailed everything in one take.
We just nailed it. You know, went back, sung everything over, and that's it.
So tell me about your recent tour. You guys went to a lot of different countries, right?
In 3 months, we went to 20 different countries. I went on a South American tour in August, and then we went to Europe in July.
Are there any standout shows on the tour or things that stuck in your mind?
You know, I think one of the most memorable shows is when we was in Rio de Janeiro, hearing the people trying to sing to our music, you know, that couldn't speak English. But they still was trying to sing to the music, which was cool, you know, and all the little kids in the front having fun.
Do you feel like you guys have a signature song or one that the crowds really go for?
One that a lot of people like is Where'd My Baby Go? You know, I wrote that song in 2006, and I recorded it on the Traveling Man CD, and I re-recorded it again because a lot of people really loved that song, and it gave me a lot of success. It was featured on the TV series that was on a while back called K-ville. It did it as a background track, and it was a number one hit in the Bahamas for a while. And
really,
so yeah, so you know, people really love that song because it's like it's got the kind of like a smooth groove, mellow, not pop, but you know, it's like it's just got a feel that everybody could get into.
Is Zydeco particularly popular in the Bahamas?
No, Actually, the blues is.
No, I'm just curious because I never heard that before. Why do you think the song was so popular there?
Well, because it has like a reggae feel to it. And it's not the beat, it's just the groove. Doom, 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 doom. That's all it is, you know? I mean, and people love it, man.
Have you ever gotten to play there before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played at the, I played for the Ambassador in Nassau. So it was a party. It was awesome experience, man, to actually, you know, meet Ambassador and, you know, get the tour around. And I mean, it was great, man. It was awesome.
So you brought your accordion along with you. Can you tell me anything about this particular instrument here?
The type of accordion that I play is a triple row 80 bass diatonic chromatic accordion.
There's so many buttons. It seems like that must be a very intimidating instrument to try to learn.
Oh, it is. It's if you don't know what you're doing, man, it's like somebody telling you build a house in 20 minutes, you know, and, it's not going to work.
How do you get over that as a kid learning that instrument?
Well, you know, a lot of practice coming home from school every day. That's, you know, I'd go outside, come back in the house and sit down and practice, you know. That was always like my main thing to try to learn, you know, and just back and forth and figuring out what button does this, and now it's like it's like I have accordion brain now, you know. I know what button says what, when, how, you know.
How many of those buttons get used in a single song?
A good bit of them. Yeah. a good bit of them.
I assume this is a custom design you've had done because it's got your initials DD right on the side there, inlaid.
Yeah, it's the company is Dino Buffetti from out of Italy. Yeah, they made my last two accordions for me. They're real good, man. Everything in it is real top quality.
The eagle design, you've got a big, fancy eagle inlay on the front here. Is that a normal thing to have on an accordion?
Well, I would probably see, yeah, because I know eagle symbolizes power.
Is that something you'd seen elsewhere?
First time I seen an eagle was my father. He had an eagle on his accordion. I was fascinated with that eagle, and I'd stare at it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of your father, you've obviously been around Zydeco your whole life, coming from the family you do. But do you remember what it was as a kid that drew you to the accordion specifically?
The fullness, you know, sounds like a B3 organ when it's played a certain style. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I love that sound. I love the blues, you know. I love, the boogie-woogie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, everything.
Do you remember what it was in your father's playing that you loved particularly?
Oh, yeah, you know, he was a blues man. You know, I mean, he would, you know, lay down and, you know, if you gave him a chance to play blues all night, he would, you know, and I loved to listen to it because, you know, that was the old style blues. That was, you know, to play that style of blues on an accordion, you know, it was like unheard of unless he was, you know, Clifton Chinney, you know, so that was the only two blues players that I admired their styles of playing.
Did you ever get to meet Clifton?
I met him once. I was a little boy. I was a little boy. I met him one time.
Do you remember what he said to you?
You know, he told me to just keep it up because I, you know, my father would always, oh yeah, you know, he's gonna be a accordion player. So, you know, I went get my little accordion and I tried, and you know, he said, oh, you're doing good. Just keep it up.
And you did.
Oh yeah. You know, this is all I know. So you know, I don't plan on working for Papa John's no time soon, so that's it.
Hopefully not. Well, do you think you could show us something?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.